You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Congressman Peter King continues to be highly critical of President Obama's strategy against ISIS.
Basically, we've seen over the last 10 months that ISIS has actually gained. It's more powerful now than it was when we started our offensive.
The heart of the U.S.-led campaign involves airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria. King, a New York Republican, also told Fox News that the government must do a much better job of monitoring ISIS communications. The American flag at the U.S. Capitol is at half-staff today. House Speaker John Boehner sent a tweet saying the flag was being lowered to honor the brave service members lost in last week's shootings in Chattanooga. A major newspaper is calling on Donald Trump to drop out of the presidential race. The Des Moines Register is out with an editorial criticizing the Republican candidate, saying he should pull the plug on his bloviating sideshow. They are sweating it out on the East Coast. Heat advisories are in effect from New York to South Carolina, Washington, D.C., Virginia Beach, and Wilmington, North Carolina, all reported highs of 103 or more on Monday. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Now they just go to ChristianPress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with ChristianPress.com. ChristianPress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours.
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
The Center for Medical Progress has released shocking new video that reveals an undercover meeting with a high-ranking Planned Parenthood doctor. USA's Russ Jones has the exclusive, explosive details.
The video portrays investigators posing as a fetal tissue procurement company. The duo is negotiating fees for intact tissue with Dr. Mary Gator, who's the president of the Planned Parenthood Medical Directors Council.
Don't lowball it. Okay. Tell me what you really... Oh, that's way too low.
Initially, Gator suggests $75 per specimen. By the lunch's end, Gator suggests $100 per specimen, which may not be enough, and concludes, let me just figure out what others are getting.
We have to have a contract. Do you have a contract over here?
What we've used in the past is a materials transfer agreement.
And towards the end of the video, Gator says if it's still low, then we can, quote, bump it up. I want a Lamborghini. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham isn't holding back his feelings for fellow Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
I don't care if he drops out. Stay in the race. Just stop being a jackass.
In an interview on CBS this morning, Graham said there's no place for Trump's antics in the race for the White House. He adds that he hopes there's not much of a market in the GOP for slandering POWs. That's a reference to Trump's recent comments about Senator John McCain when he said the Arizona Republican was only a war hero because he was captured during Vietnam. Senator Lindsey Graham says Trump is sending a bad message during his campaign.
It's not good to say that 11 million illegal immigrants are rapists and drug dealers when they're not. All I can say is that this is turning into a circus.
New research finds that men who harass women online are literally losers. The study out of the University of New South Wales and Miami University examined how men treated women while playing the video game Halo 3. They tracked comments that the male gamers made to one another and found that those who were less skilled at the game were verbally abusive and made sexist remarks to women. The study showed that men tended to be fairly cordial with other men playing the game. The search for intelligent life beyond Earth is getting a big financial boost. Billionaire technology investor Yuri Milner is putting $100 million of his personal fortune towards a new effort to search for alien life. Milner was joined by renowned theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking in London Monday to announce the 10-year plan. The project involves two of the world's most powerful telescopes, and the program will scan the galaxy and listen for messages from other life forms. Listen closely. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 10:08. It's time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. 83 degrees in Flemington, mostly cloudy skies, calm winds right now. For July 21st, says sunshine and clouds mixed, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, 92 will be the high. Partly cloudy skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, low of 61, and mostly sunny skies and a high of 85 tomorrow. Sunny skies 84 on Thursday, sunny skies 87 on Friday the 24th, sunshine 86 on Saturday, and finally, partly cloudy in the morning, followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon on Sunday, a high of 85. Temperatures in our area: 78 at the county complex, 82 in Tewksbury, 80 at the Clinton Township, 72 Phillipsburg, 80 in Stockton, 80 in Lambertville, 79 in Ringo. Stay tuned for Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Good day. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm Chris Bianco. I'm the host of Tech Today, and I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so consumers seeking solutions for technical or business use may be better informed when making those purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest advice, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, you can Facebook message me through Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number here, 908-237-0410. And you can get in touch with me outside of the studio at bluepantherbiz.com. It is 10 after 10. It is Tuesday, July 21st, and the first big announcement, first big piece of information I need to get to you immediately is Windows. Microsoft releases emergency patch for all versions of Windows. The flaw, which also affects Windows 10, allows a hacker to take over a machine. Yay. This article is from ZDNet. Zach Whitaker of Zero Day wrote the article. He's published on July 20th. And he says, Microsoft has released an emergency out-of-band patch for a critical flaw affecting all supported versions of Windows. The software giant said in an advisory Monday that the vulnerability, if exploited, could allow remote code execution if a user opens a specialty crafted document or visits an untrusted web page that contains embedded OpenType fonts. An attacker could then install programs, view, change, or delete data, or create new accounts with full user rights, the advisory added. In other words, a previously undisclosed flaw in the way Windows handles certain fonts can allow a hacker to take over an entire machine. Users running Windows Vista, Windows 7, 8, 8.1, and Windows RT are all affected, including those running Windows Server 2008 and later. A Microsoft spokesperson confirmed in an emailed statement that Windows 10 Insider Preview is also affected. The critical rated software update lands almost a week after its unscheduled patch Tuesday, where it typically issues security fixes. Microsoft said it believed the flaw was public, but did not have any evidence to suggest it was being actively exploited. The patch is available over Windows Update. Well, all right, so you have it. There's an opportunity there for somebody to take over machines. But that brings up the more important question. Do you regularly update your Windows? Most times people install Windows, they leave the default alone, which means that Windows simply lets you know when there's an update and you click on it. Some people, however, even when they have that update, avoid it. They refuse to click on the shutdown, which means with the option of installing the updates because it takes too much time to wait. But you are now putting yourself in a vulnerable position. So please go and take this opportunity to go and look at your Windows update schedule and preferences. Some people want these patches to be downloaded, and then they decide when to install them. Some people want the automatic download and install. Some people simply want to be notified that there is updates, they will manually decide to download them and do the install. And lastly, there are some people that just don't want the download or the install at all. You can imagine that all four of those choices have different issues, and that's the reason there are different preferences. But all in all, you need to make sure you do the Windows updates. They're for everybody's in your best interest. It's 10:14. Oh, and by the way, that also you need to run malware scans and virus scans. Should do it at least once a week. And while you're doing that, you should also be updating the definitions that come with that malware scan or the virus scan. So that please go and check those as well. It is 10:14. It's time for us to take a quick break. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Ten 17, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com, and many times on my show here, we talk about how technology is unfortunately being used for evil purposes, and specifically some of those are bullying and abuse. And so Twitter is taking it upon itself to do something about it. An article here on The Verge, written by James Vincent on July 21st, says Twitter's Safety Center teaches users how to deal with abuse. And so the article says, to curb abuse on its site, Twitter can't just offer effective tools. It also has to make sure people know how to use them. With this in mind, the social network has launched a new safety center that brings together a number of resources for anyone to learn about online safety on Twitter and beyond. There are no new policies or tools here, unfortunately, but the site explains in simple language what's tolerated, what isn't, and how users can better control their Twitter experience by muting, blocking, or reporting. The site does feel a bit cringingly earnest at times. Sample text says, Twitter is a thrilling place for teens, but what educational resource doesn't? For other issues, like they're not very good at dealing with abuse, Twitter, any extra effort is welcome. Find out more at safety.twitter.com. So it wouldn't hurt to go and check it out. I can't imagine it's very time-consuming, but what you need to do is just be aware of how software and software tools and apps are being used in a dangerous manner, and how you can protect yourself, your children. Pinterest, you got Infogram, you got all Snapchat, they're all out there. And the ones that really get me is Ask.fm, all the anonymous chat boards that draw kids like moths to it, and I don't understand it. It's a very weird phenomenon to have children, teens, young adults going to Ask.fm looking for some type of support, positive support, asking a positive question and getting all this negative energy and negative verbiage from people who do it anonymously and hide behind their anonymous names. Got to watch out for this stuff. It is really, really bad. And if a child's self-esteem is suspect, it really does hurt. So you got to watch out for it. It's very important. So why don't you take the opportunity, if you can, go to safety.twitter.com, see what you can learn there that might pique your curiosity to investigate further on in terms of other safety protocols for software and applications. It is 10:20, and have a article here on Dell with the latest tablet. I gotta say, I'm in the market. I'm starting to look at. I'm ready to get a new computer at some point in the near future. I'm looking for a 2-in-1, a tablet combo with a laptop where you can take the screen off and make it its own, your own tablet. So I'm in the market for that. So I'm investigating those types of things. But came across this article about from Engadget. Dell's latest tablet is designed for war zones, says Steve Dent. He did it today, as a matter of fact. And it says, if your typical day involves saving someone's life or trekking around a glacier, a regular tablet may be a bit dainty. That's why Dell has just buttressed its Rugged series with a brand new model, the Latitude 12 Rugged Tablet. The company is pitching it as an extreme tablet, saying it's designed for performance and reliability in the harshest conditions. Specifically, it'll handle spills, mud, dust, and sand, drops from over 4 feet, temperatures between minus 20 and 145 degrees Fahrenheit, and even an explosive atmosphere. As such, Dell sees it as ideal for the military, emergency response crews, industrial work, and adventuring. It continues on. It says you can use the multi-touch screen with work gloves and easily see the 11.6-inch high-definition screen, which is 1366 by 768. That's the number of pixels. In bright sunlight. That's a good positive right there. It has quad cooling, thermal management, and okay, you get it, it's tough. But that's all irrelevant if it's a lousy laptop or tablet. So Dell equipped it with 5th-generation Intel Core CPUs, in Windows 8.1, 12 hours max battery life, and up to 512 gig of solid-state storage. That's also an optional full-size keyboard cover and vehicle desk docks that connect via a Rugged Pogo pin interface. So how much? Dell hasn't announced pricing yet, but obviously there's a heavy premium to be paid for such devices. It's Latitude 12 Rugged Laptop with an Intel Core i3 CPU and 4 gig of RAM runs $3,649 for the entrance. Still, rival devices are still also pricey, and if you need it, you need it. So there you have it. You're looking for something that can handle the situation, drops, extreme temperatures, compression, and need to see it in the daylight, which is a big plus. Then perhaps that Dell laptop, Rugged Laptop, Latitude 12, might be for you. Moving on, let's see what else we have. Costco meets Amazon company Jet.com launches. So let's see what this is all about. Looks like there's somebody else pushing for another option. So another company known as Jet.com is touting itself to be a Costco meets Amazon, and it launched today. There's been a lot of anticipation about Jet because of who the founder is and how the business could threaten Amazon and Costco. Jet CEO Mark Lohr said one of the most successful companies, Diapers.com, to Amazon, he set to start his new venture 2 years ago. So far, Jet has raised $220 million in about a year. We have an assortment that is vast like Amazon's and pricing that's similar to a wholesale store and membership, Lohr told CNN. One factor to consider is that initially Jet's inventory will be considerably smaller than Amazon's. At launch, Jet will have about 10 million items for sale. I got the chance to try Jet before its launch, this is the author writing it, and found it easier to use than Amazon, and sometimes significantly cheaper. However, because it specializes in bulk-sized orders, it took a little hunting to find deals on smaller single-item products. Here are 10 things you need to know about Jet.com. It costs $50 a year to join. That's slightly less than a Costco membership and half the price of Amazon Prime. Like Amazon and Costco, Jet allows individual retailers to sell products through its platform. Jets Technology figures out who has the best price for each item and shows that price to the customer. Amazon will often show me a list of same products being sold at different prices by numerous vendors, which can get incredibly confusing and forces me to find the lowest price items. With Jet, I have to trust that it's giving me the lowest price. You can buy anything from groceries and appliances to furniture, books, and clothing and gadgets on Jet. Some of the merchants that Jet works with include Barnes & Noble, Bluefly, Lenovo, Dell, Tiger Direct, and HarperCollins. I compared prices on 20 of the most expensive products within Jet's cold cereal, water, dry goods, and pasta, laundry detergent, toilet paper, cleaners, cell phone, and tablet categories. Prices were typically lower for boxed and household goods compared to Amazon by a few dollars. Sometimes the differences were on as big as 15. Electronics, however, tended to be cheaper on Amazon. An unlocked 64-gig Apple iPhone 6 in gold costs $1,072 on Jet compared to $915 on Amazon. Amazon also sells the new Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge for less than Jet does. Prices on both sites change depending on retailers' inventory availability. On average, Jet says you can expect to save $150 per year. The site tracks your savings, and it's less than the membership fee. You'll receive a refund on the difference. Discounts are applied based on a few factors. The greater the quantity you buy, the more you'll save per unit. A small dollar sign icon on the corner of the product indicates that those products reside in the same or nearby warehouses as other items in your shopping cart, which reduces shipping costs and ultimately what you pay. Most products have additional savings if you want to waive the right to return. Some merchants sell through Jet offer discounts for collecting your email address. So if you pay with a debit card versus a credit card, in exchange for dispersing your personal information to yet another company, you get a few dimes and quarters worth of markdown. Shipping and 30-day returns are free for orders over $35. This is a standard matter. However, many different vendors fulfill your order. Jet also takes care of all customer service. Deliveries arrive in 2 to 5 business days. For pantry products, the wait is usually just 2 days. Amazon Prime, in comparison, offers free two-day delivery for more than 20 million items. Jet currently doesn't offer same-day delivery service. Amazon does in 14 cities. Jet offers a rewards program called Jet Anywhere that lets members accumulate Jet cash when shopping at affiliate stores. And Jet will only serve customers in the U.S. Lohr told CNN Money, "We want to be laser-focused," he said. There you have it. So Jet.com might be another option to go out and look at for some of your needs. And perhaps you could save $150. You never know. Going to take another break doing the news and the weather. We'll be back with more of Tech Today right after that.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Congressman Peter King continues to be highly critical of President Obama's strategy against ISIS.
Basically, we've seen over the last 10 months that ISIS has actually gained. It's more powerful now than it was when we started our offensive.
The heart of the U.S.-led campaign involves airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria. King, a New York Republican, also told Fox News that the government must do a much better job of monitoring ISIS communications. The American flag at the U.S. Capitol is at half-staff today. House Speaker John Boehner sent a tweet saying the flag was being lowered to honor the brave service members lost in last week's shootings in Chattanooga. A major newspaper is calling on Donald Trump to drop out of the presidential race. The Des Moines Register is out with an editorial criticizing the Republican candidate, saying he should pull the plug on his bloviating sideshow. They are sweating it out on the East Coast. Heat advisories are in effect from New York to South Carolina. Washington, D.C., Virginia Beach, and Wilmington, North Carolina all reported highs of 103 or more on Monday. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye! Hear ye!
Now they just go to christianpress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with christianpress.com. christianpress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your...
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
The Center for Medical Progress has released shocking new video that reveals an undercover meeting with a high-ranking Planned Parenthood doctor. USA's Russ Jones has the exclusive, explosive details.
The video portrays investigators posing as a fetal tissue procurement company. The duo is negotiating fees for intact tissue with Dr. Mary Gator, who's the president of the Planned Parenthood Medical Directors Council.
Don't lowball it. Okay. Tell me what you really...
$75 a specimen.
Oh, that's way too low.
Initially, Gator suggests $75 per specimen. By the lunch's end, Gator suggests $100 per specimen, which may not be enough, and concludes, let me just figure out what others are getting.
You have to have a contract. Do you have a contract or
what we've used in the past is a materials transfer agreement.
And towards the end of the video, Gator says if it's still low, then we can, quote, bump it up. I want a Lamborghini. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham isn't holding back his feelings for fellow Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
I don't care if he drops out. Stay in the race. Just stop being a jackass.
In an interview on CBS this morning, Graham said there's no place for Trump's antics in the race for the White House. He adds that he hopes there's not much of a market in the GOP for slandering POWs. That's a reference to Trump's recent comments about Senator John McCain when he said the Arizona Republican was only a war hero because he was captured during Vietnam. Senator Lindsey Graham says Trump is sending a bad message during his campaign.
It's not good to say that 11 million illegal immigrants are rapists and drug dealers when they're not. All I can say is that this is turning into a circus.
New research finds that men who harass women online are literally losers. The study, out of the University of New South Wales and Miami University, examined how men treated women while playing the video game Halo 3. They tracked comments that the male gamers made to one another and found that those who were less skilled at the game were verbally abusive and made sexist remarks to women. The study showed that men tended to be fairly cordial with other men playing the game. The search for intelligent life beyond Earth is getting a big financial boost. Billionaire technology investor Yuri Milner is putting $100 million of his personal fortune towards a new effort to search for alien life. Milner was joined by renowned theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking in London Monday to announce the 10-year plan. The project involves two of the world's most powerful telescopes, and the program will scan the galaxy and listen for messages from other life forms. Listen closely. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 10:34. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio Weather. We're up to 84 degrees now in Flemington. We still have a code orange air quality alert today. So anybody with sensitive breathing, elderly, young, and those with asthma should not be doing anything strenuous today outside. Sunshine and clouds mixed today. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 92. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low of 61 for tonight. Winds light and variable 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, a high near 85. Winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny skies, 84 on Thursday. Sunny and 87 on Friday. Sunny and 86 on Saturday. Partly cloudy in the morning on Sunday, followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. A high of 85. Chance of rain 40%. Temperatures in our area, it's 81 in Stockton, 80 in Lambertville, 80 in Ringos, 80 in Raritan, 81 in Reddington, and 80 in the county complex. Stay tuned for more of 100 Chamber Radio's Tech Today right now. Well, I regularly scan the news wires to find out information articles on technology. And imagine my surprise when I came across, "Can Tech Save Newark?" An article by money.cnn.com says, "Call it a city relaunch. Newark, New Jersey is enlisting entrepreneurs to jumpstart its economy. The city is hardly the picture of tech innovation or prosperity. High crime rates make Newark one of the most dangerous large cities in the country, and more than a quarter of its population lives in poverty. But a new initiative called Newark Venture Partners wants to turn the city into a tech hub. With financial support from Prudential Financial and Audible.com and backing of national and state politicians, Newark Venture Partners will be a hybrid early-stage venture capital fund and accelerator. Quote, technology jobs are really a force of great economic growth, Senator Cory Booker told CNN Money. For every tech job that's created, you've got five other professional jobs that are created as well. It's not exactly trying to compete with its neighbor, New York City, which is less than 20 minutes away by train. Rather, it aims to offer up something unique. Quote, I don't think the world needs another tech stars, said Tom Wisniewski, who serves as managing director of the fund and accelerator. Newark Venture Partners will start with a $50 million fund. Wisniewski says the money will go to fund startups in a variety of stages, from pre-seed investments, $10,000, to seed stage, $250,000, to Series A, $1 million. They're looking to fund the Ubers of the world, according to Wisniewski. It's an overused analogy, but we're looking for startups, leveraging technology to solve interesting business problems or creating a new consumer business. Select startups will take up residence in Newark Venture Partners' 250,000 square foot space, set to open in October. The space will be rent-free thanks to Rutgers Business School. There won't be any hard timelines for how long the startups can work out of that space, Wisniewski said. They're still working out the accelerator's model, but they might work with anywhere from 10 to 50 companies in the first year. He added that both the fund and the accelerator will look to support a diverse set of founders, including women and minorities. While being a resident of Newark is not a requirement, Booker said he was eager to have the city attract and keep young people from local institutions like Rutgers and New Jersey Institute of Technology. I want them to realize Newark is a place to come back to after they get their education, he said. Audible.com, owned by Amazon, has been based in Newark since 2007 and employs nearly 800 people. CEO Don Katz said it's important for him to give back to the community. Some of the firm's employees will serve as mentors in the accelerator. The effort has received political support from Booker, as well as from Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, acting governor of New Jersey Kim Guadagno, former New Jersey governor Thomas Keene, and former Nebraska governor and U.S. Senator Bob Kerry. How about that? We could have a whole change going on there. Now, here's the real question for Hunterdon County. Why aren't we doing something like this here, too? It might not have to be to this level of magnitude. It might not even have to focus on tech. But you can see how putting your money and your resources in a position to attract businesses might be a good idea. So we need to take this as an idea and see if we can use it to help resolve our issues, especially in the town of Flemington and with some of the other larger issues until we see the results of the Prudential, Merck campus in Reddington, some other areas like the Lipton Tea Company building over there that's completely vacant, except for the fact that there's truck storage. We have some pretty large pieces of real estate, and we need to attract them in a certain way. And so we should look at some innovative way to do that. And money and innovation is required. So let's put this as a marker. Bookmark this and see if we can come up with a way to convince people to do it. Shall we not? What else is going on? Well, Costco, Sam's Club, and others halt photo sites over possible breach. Published by Reuters 12 hours ago, the author is Solarina Ho. She says, Costco Wholesale Corp., Sam's Club, and a handful of other large retailers have disabled their online photo printing stores in recent days on concerns about a possible data breach at PNI Digital Media, which manages and or hosts photo series services sites. Last week, CVS Health Corp. disabled its CVSphoto.com site, and the week before, Walmart Canada's Walmart Photo Center CA took a similar action after it was informed that a customer credit card data had been potentially compromised. Other photo printing sites that might have been recently affected include Rite Aid Corp. and British supermarket chain Tesco's. We take the precaution of information very seriously. PNI is investigating a potential credit card data issue, and outside security experts are assisting in the investigation, said Kirk Seville, Vice President Global Communications at Staples, which brought Vancouver-based PNI last year. Some websites said they had been advised by PNI of a potential breach, while others said that they acted because of recent reports. Costco Canada and Rite Aid noted that PNI has limited access to customer information since it does not process credit cards, but the photo service sites were temporarily taken down as a precaution. CVS and Walmart Canada asked customers to monitor their credit card transactions closely for unauthorized charges. Tesco's page simply said it was unavailable for routine maintenance. The retailer's main websites and other services were not affected by the potential breach. Costco shares, well, it's all business news. Don't need that. But be on the lookout, as you might see some particular photo services down for the time being until this is all figured out. It looks like most of it is curtailed to Canada, but it wouldn't surprise me if it started to evolve into other areas as well, including ours. That was also on Yahoo.com. It is 10:44. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with our last segment of Tech Today in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio?
Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andchamberradio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. For those of you that work in the world of education, there is a software manufacturer and a piece of software called Blackboard, and it's everyone's classroom pariah. The re-education of Blackboard, everyone's classroom pariah, is the name of the article. It's written. It's published on Wired.com. The author is C. Lepowski, and was published today, as a matter of fact. And it says that you remember Blackboard, don't you? It's the not-so-sleek site you used to submit assignments to in your college professors. The one you cursed to death while it failed to save that paper on Plato's Republic that you spent hours working on. Blackboard was at a turn frustrating, migraine-inducing, and burdensome. Which isn't to say Blackboard wasn't innovative. It was back in the day. Unfortunately, that day was around 2004. Since then, the overgrown education technology giant has somehow managed to infiltrate most of the nation's colleges and about half of its schools. Meanwhile, Blackboard Learn, the portal where students access and turn in assignments, find their grades, and communicate with their teachers and fellow classmates, has stagnated. This imbalance between growth and innovation has inspired much disdain for the company over these years, including hate posts like, there's a link for it. Many view Blackboard as the embodiment of everything wrong with education technology. It's old-fashioned, it's hard to use, and once a school system has bought into it, it's even harder to get rid of it. Jay Bott, Blackboard CEO of the last 2.5 years, knows this all too well. Blackboard is a function of the system. It served for many years, he admits. It was a startup company that came up with this fantastic idea in an innovative, progressive way, but it just didn't stay as innovative as it began. Which is why, since joining the company in 2012, Bott has vowed to refocus Blackboard's products to serve the students who use them, and not just the IT administrators who buy them. Now he's ready to show the world just how he plans to do that. Later today, Bott will take the stage at the company's annual BB World Conference, where he will announce the launch of the company's redesigned core products and the introduction of new ones, all of which aim to make Blackboard a service that his 100 million existing users actually want to use. Blackboard wasn't always thought of as a business that had to retain the customer, he says, but in the world we live in today, even though education doesn't think of itself that way, we really do need to retain that customer and meet the consumer in the way the consumer wants to be met. Students are consumers too. Bott is right to worry about the retention. Today, the education technology space is more crowded and competitive than ever. Last year, according to CB Insights, the industry received $1.87 billion in venture capital, a massive leap from $385 million it received in 2009. And as investor interest in the space has grown, smaller, slicker startups like Edmodo and Instructure have sprouted, costing Blackboard precious market share. Now, according to Glenda Morgan, a Gartner analyst specializing in education, Blackboard must find a way to stop the slide. One, she says, has everything to do with how archaic Blackboard feels to young users. Raised with apps and iOS, I've done thousands and thousands of interviews with faculty and students starting in 2002, and when I talk to them about learning management systems, and particularly Blackboard, I always wait for the clunky word to come out, she said. That's because Blackboard's traditional setup was designed around individual courses. One teacher might organize her class Blackboard page completely different than another. Until now, it's been up for students to navigate to those differences. Meanwhile, Blackboard has kept products like its video conferencing tool Collaborate separate from the Blackboard Learn product, meaning students would have to move between products on a single assignment. The more products Blackboard added or acquired, the more unmanageable it became. It hadn't changed. It had only grown, says Ron Kolkel, who's Blackboard's vice president of design. He joined the company a little over a year ago as part of Blackboard's acquisition of the startup MyEDU. He's since been tasked with helping lead the turnaround, a job he is not entirely thrilled to land. I'm used to working at tiny companies and moving really fast and doing high-quality work, and frankly, Blackboard was known for the opposite of that, he says. It's been a low-quality product that moves very slowly and does poor-quality work. And so, with Bot's blessing, Colco and his team spent hundreds of hours watching students interact with Blackboard in their natural habitats, their dorm rooms. That experiment taught them that students, already stressed and time-strapped, want a system that can proactively tell them what they should be working on, allowing them to work on it in as few clicks as possible and follow them wherever they need to go. With its redesign, Blackboard set out to accomplish all three. For starters, when students log into Blackboard Learn, instead of seeing a list of courses, they'll see important assignments and automatically surfaced based on their due dates. When students click on an assignment, a pop-up box appears where they can start the assignment, drag and drop a document, or chat with their classmates. They can also video conference with their fellow students and teachers with a click of a button using Collaborate tool, a process that used to require a separate download altogether. Now that all of these products are integrated, Blackboard says it can also collect data on student behavior and use it to predict a student's outcome in a given class. A new Blackboard also has added a few new things. 3B Student, launched to a limited number of customers earlier this year, is the company's first student-focused mobile app, allowing them to access many of the same tools that they use in Learn. Meanwhile, the digital resume tool, MyEDU, lets students showcase projects and portfolios within their resume. For Bot and other Blackboard executives, these changes are revolutionary. But for the millions of students and teachers who use it every day, it remains to be seen whether the new Blackboard will be new enough to convince students to like it, or at least not to hate it anymore. And schools will have the option to stick with the older version of the products if they want. In some ways, the subtlety of these changes is intentional. When you're a company as big as Blackboard, you can't completely pull the rug out from under your users, even if you would, it would be best for the product. When 100 million students and a huge number of teachers are already using your technology, you can't just punch them in the face and kick them in the stomach, Bot says. For evidence of this, look no further than the old Digs Boast redesign downfall. So there you have it. Blackboard is making some serious changes. There's a lot of lessons to be learned here, not only from a technology point of view, but also from any type of innovation and redesign. You can't stand still. You have to be innovative. You have to keep touch with your customers, and you have to use marketing financials to figure out where you're going well and where you're not. And The shift has changed. There, you cannot dictate the way users are going to use your product. You have to have users dictate to you how they want to use your product. All that can be figured out in technology or not, but it's up to you as the leader of your organization to make sure it's being done proactively. It's time for me to get on out of here. I hear the Some Things About Money team is just about in the wings. They'll be up in just a minute. Don't fear technology. Use it. Understand it. Embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today. Hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Have a great week.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Presidential hopeful Donald Trump has a big lead in a new poll, but his weekend slam of Senator John McCain could put him on shaky ground. The Washington Post ABC News poll out Monday shows the billionaire real estate mogul with support from 24% of Republican voters, but polling started before Trump's comments in Iowa last weekend. Yet another Republican is joining the race for president. Ohio Governor John Kasich is expected to announce that he's running today. Kasich joins more than a dozen other GOP candidates in the race for the presidential nomination. Flags are flying at half-staff over the U.S. Capitol in honor of the five service members who were killed in Tennessee last week. House Speaker John Boehner ordered the lowering of the flags. The East Coast is sizzling. Con Edison is still asking customers to limit energy use today as they deal with high demand in this intense heat. Thousands were without the AC or even a fan in this intense heat overnight.
It was hot, uncomfortable, but what did they do 50 years ago?
A lot of people in my complex actually slept in their cars last night because the heat was so unbearable.
This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, M725.
The Center for Medical Progress has released shocking new video that reveals an undercover meeting with a high-ranking Planned Parenthood doctor. USA's Russ Jones has the exclusive, explosive details.
The video portrays investigators posing as a fetal tissue procurement company. The duo is negotiating fees for intact tissue with Dr. Mary Gaider, who's the president of the Planned Parenthood Medical Directors Council.
Don't lowball it. Okay. Tell me what you really... Oh, that's way too low.
Initially, Gaider suggests $75 per specimen. By the lunch's end, Gaider suggests $100 per specimen, which may not be enough, and concludes, let me just figure out what others are getting.
You have to have a contract. Do you have a contract over here?
What we've used in the past is a materials transfer agreement.
And towards the end of the video, Gaider says if it's still low, then we can, quote, bump it up. I want a Lamborghini. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0.